Chapter 10. Think Accurately. The raw power of thought. The focused power of accurate thought. The thinking process. Techniques for evaluation. The sources of your thought habits. Two big mistakes. Controlled habits. Think of your mind as a piece of land. Through diligent, planned work, it can be cultivated into a beautiful and productive garden. Or it can lie fallow, overrun by weeds sprouting from seed carried by passing birds and the wind. Harvesting the bounty of your mind depends on careful effort and preparation by you, the gardener. This organization and its successful implementation are the result of accurate thinking. All plans, purposes, and achievements are created by thought. Your thoughts, you have already learned, are the only thing over which you have complete control. You can use them wisely or unwisely, but however you do it, your thoughts have power. The raw power of thought. An unknown paper hanger used thought powerfully. He sat moodily in a prison cell, contemplating the fact that life offered some people power and riches while he was confined for a time. His very act of thought changed his life. The next the world heard of this man, he had written a book in which he frankly revealed the purposes of his mind and put the world on notice of his specific goal in life. Some people read the book and smiled tolerantly. Others didn't even bother, since they thought it was the work of a lunatic. A little more than a decade later, this madman had half of Europe under his heel, and the other half frightened out of its wits and fighting for dear life. His actions were setting the world on fire, but people in America went complacently about their business, believing that the fire would burn itself out. Adolf Hitler found the opportunity to use his power so destructively because so many other people failed to use theirs constructively. Although his thinking was not accurate in the sense that you will come to understand, it still had the power to cause death and suffering for countless millions of innocent people. His thoughts were abominations, but they had force. Applied accurate thinking is crucial to your desire for success, but you should also recognize that exercising it is a moral duty you owe to every other person in the world.